one point must be to assert conquest by Islam and to show how the Hindu idols have at least been neutralized. But even when they have been defaced, some aspects of the humanity of these human figures have been preserved. Simple fact, for example, that they've chosen to place most of them the right way up suggests a respect for the human form and its image.
This remarkable mosque betrays a certain appreciation of the very pictures Islam condemned. And just like Ely Cathedral, it demonstrates that even in the most severe cases of iconoclasm, art lives on, inextricably bound to faith. But destruction can raise even bigger questions too. I want to end at one of the world's most famous and densest religious spaces. Place once the home of the ancient gods, later converted into a Christian church, and later still, turned into a mosque. Built around 450 BC, the Parthenon was originally dedicated to the goddess Athena, and for centuries it teemed with images of the divine. It used to be one of the richest, most colourful, most intense religious places anywhere, a real phantasmagoria of religious images. And everywhere you looked, there were religious offerings, altars for sacrifice, and temples. Only the bare bones of ancient Greek or any other religion stand here today, but it's become the focus of a worship of another kind.